Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. God guided Isaac to a place where he could find water, where they could rest. How could Isaac not be thankful and give God the praise and the glory? On top of that, God adds this restating of his promise, I will bless you. He already had. God already had blessed Isaac to the point that Abimelech got nervous and kicked him out because God had blessed him so much. And God says, I will bless you more, including the blessing of a family. The only proper response to that is worship. It seems that Isaac intended to stay there a while because his servants dug yet another well there in Beersheba. He pitched his tent there. Isaac wanted to stay close to this place where God had appeared. God had appeared to him and promised him again that great blessing, and he also accepted Isaac's worship. This is perhaps where Isaac lived out the rest of his life. There at Beersheba, he is living in a tent. It is near a place of worship and a supply of life-giving water. Those are all important points. He lived in a tent. He lived near a place of worship. He lived near a supply of life-giving water. It is interesting how modern attitudes toward the state of Israel and by the state of Israel differ from that of their fathers. It seems that in the last 70-plus years, there has been little or no peace in that part of the world. It seems also that the Jewish hope and the hope on their behalf by many Christians is highly dependent on the acreage over there between the Mediterranean and the Jordan River. That is not where Isaac and Abraham's and Jacob's hope was. They lived in the land as if it did not belong to them. They lived in tents. They lived as strangers in the land. Why? Because they looked forward with anticipation to something permanent, something that would never end, the city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. Then there is the bit about living the life. How should we live this life in anticipation of the next one? Our roots should not go too deep. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived in tents. Tents are semi-permanent structures. They can fairly easily be moved. Yes, they enjoyed living in a particular place, but when necessary, they would move. Their roots did not go so deep, but what they could follow God's leading if he chose to lead them somewhere else. Our roots should not go too deep. Our hands should not grasp things too tightly. We tend to grasp things very tightly. We don't like to let go. The things that we invest in, sweat equity or other kinds of equity, we don't like to give them up. We should not grasp those things too tightly. Work hard, yes. Leave the results up to God and live peaceably with our neighbors. Remember who it is who gives us space in which to live. Isaac believed that the Lord had given him space to live. The Lord had made room for him. It is the same God who makes room for us, who has given us the promise of the future. The last thing we can learn from Isaac here is be close to worship and be quick to worship. Worship takes place when God's people are gathered together in his presence on his day, but that is not the only time worship takes place. We can worship God at any time of day or night, regardless of where we are. We should also not forsake the assembling of ourselves together unless we are providentially hindered. Isaac lived there in Beersheba where the altar was. Abraham did the same. They did not want to be far from a place where they could worship God. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.